Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Climate change activists are blocking train tracks leading to oil refineries north of Seattle. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Native Americans led a march near the refinery's gates while another group of protesters camped out on the nearby train tracks. Ahmed Gaya says the goal is to block the oil trains supplying the Shell and Tesoro refineries for as long as possible.
We believe that the only thing that has time and time again through history provided the kind of rapid social change necessary to combat climate change is mass civil disobedience and mass disobedient movements. And that's what we're building and demonstrating that we have here.
The oil companies say they respect the protesters' right to demonstrate peacefully. The blockade is one of several coordinated anti-fossil fuel protests around the world operating under the name Break Free. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Reports from Syria say Islamic State militants are attacking a government complex in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. Activists say ISIS has killed about 20 pro-government forces and taken medical staff hostage. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
Deir ez-Zor is one of the key battlegrounds in the Syrian conflict. IS controls more than half the city. It's been besieging government-held areas for 2 years, trapping some 200,000 civilians. The government's control of the air means that it's managed to hold on to its share of the city. But this new offensive just launched by IS shows the jihadists still believe they can capture the whole city, which is both on a vital supply line to the IS stronghold of Raqqa and in an oil-rich area.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. In Nevada, Democrats are meeting in Las Vegas to pick presidential party delegates while Republicans meet in Reno. GOP State Party Chair Michael McDonald says he's urging delegates to get behind the apparent nominee, Donald Trump. For the Democrats, some delegates have already been awarded to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. But state Democrats still need to select 12 more to send to the party convention in Philadelphia in July. And in Kansas, state Republicans are holding a meeting to pick the bulk of the state's delegates to the GOP National Convention. Well, in his first speech since dropping out of the presidential race, Texas Senator Ted Cruz didn't call on Republicans to unify behind the apparent nominee, Donald Trump, but he did weigh in on the LGBT bathroom debate.
The president issued a decree to every public school in America demanding that they change their bathroom policies.
Telling the Texas Republican convention today,
we have entered the world of politically correct lunacy.
This week, Texas's lieutenant governor said the state would forego billions of dollars in federal aid rather than abide by the directive to let transgender students choose the bathroom or locker room they wanted to use. This is NPR News in Washington. The Texas Department of Transportation, via a tweet, is reporting U.S. 83 North in Webb County, north of Laredo, remains closed after a charter bus crash today. The Laredo Morning Times is reporting at least 8 people dead. Dozens of others are injured. Cause of the crash isn't known. The head of the International Monetary Fund says the consequences would be very bad if Britain were to exit the European Union. And here's Lauren Freyer, reports from London.
IMF Chief Christine Lagarde says she doesn't see anything positive about what's being called Brexit, a possible British exit from the European Union.
And it could impact people's life. So that means higher prices, less growth means less jobs, so higher unemployment.
Lagarde was in London for an anti-corruption summit this past week. Her comments echo those from the Bank of England, which predicts a recession if Britain's vote June 23rd to leave the EU. But despite such warnings, opinion polls show the public here is roughly divided, 50-50. Leaders of the exit campaign complain of EU bureaucracy and regulation. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
5 leaders of the extremist group Boko Haram have been arrested by multinational forces in Cameroon. The Associated Press reporting the government says the raids freed dozens of women and children who were being held captive. This news as West African leaders, along with French President François Hollande and U.S. and EU officials, met at a summit in the Nigerian capital of Abuja discussing the fight against Boko Haram and the humanitarian crisis. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.